Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. In recent years, the internet has allowed creative people in a range of fields to connect directly with people who care about what they're doing. That's the key to The Wire, a new site that hosts blogs of creative New Zealanders from Bic Runga and Liam Finn to film guy Ant Timpson. It's the brainchild of Ben King of the band Golden Horse and Adam Bryce, who already has a claim to net fame in the shape of the hugely popular skate and street culture site Slam X Hype, which he created. I caught up with the pair of them. Hi guys, I suppose the first question has to be, why is The Wire with us?
Well, I guess it came about from a discussion about bands and MySpace pages and blogs on MySpace pages and how record companies expect bands to have MySpace pages and have blogs on there. And from, well, at least from my point of view and from a band's point of view, I think you wonder who's reading it. And it's hard, in some ways I think it's hard to write a blog or do anything like that without thinking that at least someone out there is going to read it.
Yeah, because that actually did strike me about it. It's the difference between, you know, the MySpace or the Facebook thing. You get to set the context, whereas anything that's on MySpace or Facebook or any site like that,
exactly,
you pretty much have no control over the context it appears in.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, basically, The Wire was, you know, the concept was that just trying to find a place where, you know, blogging would be of more benefit to those sort of people. Sort of a one-stop shop where they could be sat alongside peers and they could also have full control over what was going on. In contrast to sort of traditional journalism or any other type of media whereby they're interviewed or they're given a platform, that this way they're actually just given a complete space to do with whatever they want, and they can come across as ever they want, they can do whatever they want, they can say whatever they want, and so they're in control of their own press, if you like.
How much knowledge about how to do it did you bring over from Slam X Hype? I assume you've learned quite a lot doing that.
Obviously the concept came from there, except this is so much more it's so much more New Zealand driven and creative driven, whereas Slam X Hype, the blog pages on Slam X Hype, which are essentially the same but not at the front page, they're a much wider spectrum. What I think we brought a lot of the ideas and the concepts and how to go about it and so on from Slam X Hype, but it's been so much different because I think the main problem has been, not problem, but the main difference has been New Zealanders just in general. There are New Zealanders that supported the site, and blogging in New Zealand or being self-promotive in New Zealand is not something that's a huge thing. We brought all the functionality, we brought all the ideas, the concepts, but as far as day-to-day making it work, kind of brought nothing really.
Yeah, it's quite different, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, with Slam X Hype, you almost have to tone things down, you have to tell people to just calm down a little bit. And with The Wire, you almost have to keep on to people.
Stop being so modest, you know? It's irritating.
Yeah, it always amazes me how people don't get that part of blogging. Yes, it's all right to self-promote.
That's why people come to see it.
Especially with The Wire, you know what I mean? No one wants to, you know, you're not there because you're a journalist. You're not there because you're a great editor you're not necessarily there because you're even opinionated. You know what I mean? You're there because of who you are and what you're doing. People want to read about what you're doing. And so there's absolutely no shame in just getting out there and saying what you want.
Yeah, and I must confess, when I first heard about The Wire, I thought, oh, celebrity blogs.
Yeah. We've tried so hard to keep the word celebrity out of it because, and I mean, even when it came down to who was going to be on there, you'll see from the people that are on there, it's not the A-list celebrity kind of
thing. But it is all people who are doing something.
Yeah.
Got something going on.
I mean, sure, they all have high profile, and I guess they're celebrities in a way, but, you know, they're all cool people. Cool's not the right word.
Yeah.
They're all interesting people.
Is it a bunch of people who all know each other?
Yeah. Some of them do, some of them don't.
And just by coincidence really, and just because it's New Zealand and
they
it's
do now
and everyone knows each other
since the launch.
But I think, you know, we it certainly wasn't like that. It certainly wasn't a case of you know you, so we're all gonna keep a happy family. We just tried to get people from different genres and different niches and so on and get them all together in one place. But
it's just the nature of Auckland, isn't it?
It's just the nature of New Zealand that everyone kind of knows everyone, and that's the way it goes. I mean, there's certainly people on there who, you know, we wanted to get a chef, so we got Annalise Gregory, and Annalise doesn't know.
She doesn't know anyone.
She doesn't even live here anymore, you know? So, you know, and the same thing with a few other people.
Because yeah, it strikes me that a lot of the best media ventures actually come out of a scene, for want of a better word.
I mean, I think you know, that's the last thing we ever want to have appear, like make the site appear as that it was some clicky thing, and it was all the kids who were about town and knew people and stuff. You know, that was certainly not what we tried to achieve, and we don't think that's what we have achieved either. But you know, it just sometimes it just works out that way. You know,
yeah.
The people who are doing good things are the people who are around and are the ones who get seen because they're a bit more driven.
Did you know whether all these people could write before you asked them?
No.
Because not everyone can
No, we're finding out still now.
And some people said to us from the very beginning, I don't write, I'm just going to put pictures up.
And that's actually been quite a marked feature of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's people who just post YouTube clips. And that's fine, you know, it's still funny, it's still interesting. And that's their personality, and that's what the site's for, is to show their personality.
It's a matter of having a balance between that and some people who do write, obviously, because writing's kind of important. It tells you a little bit more in depth about the people. And, you know, as long as there's a balance, I think it's gonna
Yeah, because you've got something like Ant Timpson's a great storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
He's just going to roll into that role and really enjoy himself.
Yeah, and Noel McCarthy as well is very, very similar sort of thing. She loves to write. She's quite, you know, she says a lot when she says something. Matthew Crawley's another one who once he writes something, it's in depth and sort of frantic.
Yeah. He had a good story to tell, didn't he? Going to the private Nick Cave gig.
Oh, wow. I can't think of anything better. Yeah.
And he's just been to all tomorrow's parties over there, and he's always finding great stories to tell, and so he's a really fascinating one, I think.
Yet Liam Finn, on the other hand, is just
it's just those lovely photos of his, around the world, in a way
that was a really cool thing too, because we didn't know what Liam was going to present, and we kind of figured out, wow, Liam's quite a good photographer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's now the nature of his blog, and you know, he doesn't have to do it like that for the rest of his life, but at the moment that's
suits
what he does
for now, because he has no time, but he has his camera on him all the time. Yeah. And so this is his way of saying, this is what I'm doing.
And I think the nature of the internet too is that you know, the Wire has a good sort of selection of some people who write in-depth stories, some people who write pictures, some people who just put up little tidbits or whatever. And the nature of the internet is that not everyone has the patience and time to read long editorial, which is possibly why they're on the internet anyway. And so providing a sort of a mix of different types of content is probably a really good thing for the site and good thing for the readers in general.
What do you think was the appeal to the people that you've gotten on board? I mean, obviously, you know, you wanted those people to be there. Why did they want to be there?
I think a lot of them, we just shocked them with this idea they hadn't really thought of, and then sold it to them on the basis that it could be a benefit to them, and that was more or less enough, really. I mean,
just a very straightforward portal for them to promote whatever they want to promote.
I mean, a lot of them are writers or, you know, designers or musicians, whereby part of the nature of their business now is that they have to find ways to promote themselves on the internet. We came to them with an idea that meant we're going to make this a lot easier for you. We're not going to say, you know, we're not going to be your manager and say, go out there into the crazy wild web and find a way to promote yourself. We're going to actually just come to you and say, we've found a way to promote you. We're going to do all the hard work and getting you traffic and getting you publicity. All you have to do is write what you wanted to write and get your word across. So I think...
And they also get it across directly to the people who might be interested, rather than having to go roundabout via the media.
That's the biggest benefit of The Wire to anyone. Not just to the writers, but to the readers as well, is that they don't have to search for it, and the writers don't have to go out and find it.
Oh, best of luck with it. I think it's a really impressive debut.
Thanks, Russell.
Thanks
very much.
Appreciate your time.
And that website, once again, thewire.co.nz. After the break, we talk to Nick Dwyer, who's been travelling the world taking New Zealand music to some far-flung places.